Roger Shimamoto, born Seattle, Washington, 1939, active Lawrence, Kansas. American Infamy Number 2, 2006, acrylic on canvas. American Infamy Number 2 portrays Camp Minidoka in Idaho, where Roger Shimamoto and his family were incarcerated from the spring of 1942 until summer 1944. This painting is made in the style of 14th and 15th century Japanese Muromachi era Byobu screens and details living conditions under the camp's armed guards. The artist exposes the racial conflicts during World War II, when 120,000 Japanese Americans were unjustly imprisoned as a result of Executive Order 9066, and surfaces the incarceration camp in Idaho. Though Camp Minidoka is designated as a National Historic Site, its history remains relatively unknown, even among descendants of the people who were imprisoned there. Boise Art Museum Permanent Collection, purchased with donations to the Roger Shimamoto Acquisitions Fund.
Hear from the artist Roger Shimamura.
This painting was meant to be a response to the claim that there was no barbed wire and armed guards surrounding the camps. Documentation will show that there were machine guns and that they were pointed inwards, at the incarcerees. The armed guards were meant to contain the prisoners and not meant to protect them from the public, as the government claimed. I have always had an interest in art that came directly from personal experience, since my experience of place as a child was critical to one's personal history. In my case, history was fraught with early forms of racism and misinformation, thereby adversely affecting the rest of my life. My West, by its newness and sense of adventure, naturally brings with it hopes of large and fresh ideas, with issues of newfound hope. It can be seen in the manners, activities, rituals, and everyday gestures. Some ideas come harder as that West has yet to fully mediate their lives with Native Americans and other minority groups. This was recorded on behalf of Roger Shimamura.
Continue listening to hear a visual description of the artwork.
A 6 foot by 10 foot painting depicts a silhouetted guard wearing a helmet and using binoculars to observe tar paper covered buildings and people in a fenced Japanese American incarceration camp below. Three layers of dark clouds create undulating horizontal bands across the foreground, middle ground, and background.